AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Unum's 9.9 million share pullback tests a near-high life insurance run. UNM slipped 3.0% after a strong four-week push, but the weekly trend signal remains active, and volume shows investors are still engaged. Research brief. Unum Group closed at $89.98 in the week ended 19 June, down 3.0%, but still only 3.5% below its 52-week high. The stock remains 15.9% above its weekly trend line and 42.8% above ShareMaestro fair value, leaving the setup constructive, but more sensitive to profit-taking after a 24.2% 12-week gain. Key points. 1. UNM fell 3.0% for the week on 9.9 million shares, equal to 1.6 times its 13-week average volume and 1.4 times its 52-week average. 2. The trend backdrop is active for an 8th week, with the close 15.9% above the $77.63 trend line. 3. Momentum remains positive across longer windows, with 4-week, 12-week, 26-week, and 52-week returns of 6.5%, 24.2%, 14.9%, and 16.2%. 4. The valuation and range position are less forgiving. UNM trades 42.8% above fair value and at 87.6% of its 52-week range. Pullback arrives with participation, not neglect. Unum Group's latest week was a reset, rather than a breakdown. The life insurer closed at $89.98, down 3.0%, after touching a zone close to its $93.22 52-week high. The drawdown is still contained at 3.5%, and the stock remains well above its $77.63 weekly trend line, keeping the broader tape constructive despite the negative weekly return. The more important detail is volume. Trading of 9.9 million shares was 1.6 times the 13-week average of 6.4 million and above the 52-week average of 7.0 million. Elevated turnover on a down week is mixed evidence. It confirms attention, but it also means the pullback carried real participation rather than drifting lower on light activity. Momentum still favors the longer tape. UNM's one-week loss interrupts but does not erase the recent advance. The stock is up 6.5% over 4 weeks and 24.2% over 12 weeks, while the 26-week and 52-week returns stand at 14.9% and 16.2%. That profile fits the Tackett's continuation setup, although the latest move shows momentum has become less one-sided near the top of the yearly range. ShareMaestro's trend backdrop remains active with an 8-week active streak, and price sits 15.9% above trend. Activity pressure is positive at 1.38, while relative strength is positive at 6.24. The signal mix is therefore supportive, but not newly triggered. Activity pressure shows no fresh buy signal, which makes next week confirmation more important. Life insurance context is supportive, but selective. Unum is moving within a financial services sector that remains broadly active beneath the surface. The sector averaged a 0.5% weekly gain, a 3.0% 4-week gain, and a 15.2% 12-week gain, with positive market dynamics breadth at 76.0%. Trend breadth is more selective, at 42.0%, and positive relative strength breadth is only 37.0%. Showing that participation is broad in pressure terms, but narrower in true outperformance. The U.S. Insurance Life Group is steadier and somewhat more constructive. Industry trend breadth is 52.6%, market dynamics breadth is 73.7%, and relative strength breadth is 31.6%. UNM ranked only 16th of 19 for the week after its pullback, but 4th over 4 weeks and 5th over 12 weeks. Placing it among the stronger intermediate performers, even as peers such as Citizens, Globe Life, and CNO posted better weekly returns. Risk is about valuation distance and exhaustion near the high. The opportunity evidence is clear. The stock is above trend, activity pressure is positive, relative strength is positive, and volume remains elevated. UNM trades 42.8% above ShareMaestro fair value at $63.00, leaving less valuation slack if momentum cools. The stock's range position of 87.6% also puts it in a zone where continuation and exhaustion often compete. Recent volatility is moderate, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 2.8% versus a 52-week base of 3.4%. The up-down split is favorable, at 31 positive weeks against 21 negative weeks over the past year, although the average loss of 2.7% is slightly larger than the average gain of 2.4%. With two recent reversal markers in the smart money tape, the next watch items are whether price can stabilize near the high, whether activity pressure holds, and whether volume remains above 1.5 times on any renewed advance. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.